So, Thank you. Jesus, so dreadful and it's making us the same. The more I look at it, I'm convinced that it is a continuation of what is taking care of us 14 and 16. Abiding in Christ is abiding in the Spirit of Christ. When Christ physically left this earth, he's up at the right hand of God and sent his Spirit to be in his place. And abiding in Christ is abiding in the Spirit of God abiding in us. That word abiding, it means 12 times, not follows in English, follows, translated abiding, it means it's the word continue and remain, but it's the same word that means it's spoken in Greek. 12 times the word abiding, and that simply means a permanent dwelling place. It's not some fickle thing that comes and goes, it's something that is fixed in our life. It's the home I place, and say that way, it's where I live. It's where I spend my time, abiding in Christ Jesus. Abiding in the words of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is leading, the Holy Spirit is in control, the Holy Spirit is able and still small ways to speak to me. And that word of spiritual gifts are sensitive to it. And I obey his prophets. And the more we obey his prophets, the more sensitive we become. But the moment that we choose to reject or choose to disregard his prophets of the Spirit of God within us, then that voice is going to back off. And so happen that people no longer are able to receive that communion, that instruction set, that direction, that leading.
Thank you. Yeah.